Welcome to the God Solutions for Today's Problems podcast. Our goal is to help you see that no matter what problem you're facing, Jesus Christ holds the solution that you need. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offer. If this podcast has been a help and blessing to you, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book we are using in this podcast, The Guide to Biblical Counseling, by Dr. Tim Clinton and Dr. Ron Hawkins. It is available on our website for just $30. You can make your purchase today at OrdainedChaplainsUSA.org. Now, here's your host, the president of Ordained Chaplains USA and life coach, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to God's Solutions for Today's Problems podcast. This is episode number 41. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Ordained Chaplains USA and life coach. We don't have to look far to see that many people in the world are dealing with a variety of problems and are in need of solutions. May God deliver us from people who like to dialogue, who like to have conversations, but they never move the ball across the goal line. They don't have any solutions. No matter what problem you are facing, whether it is emotional, psychological, or spiritual, Jesus Christ holds the solution that you need. As we walk together in this podcast, we will address a number of topics that exist in the world and present solutions from the Bible that will help you heal and live life more abundantly. Our aim in this podcast is, number one, to introduce you to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the ultimate source of all healing. Number two, to provide you with information that will help you to understand the problem that you're dealing with, that you are facing. And number three, to help you by providing solutions to your problems. Our passage from the Word of God today is Psalms 116:15. It reads thusly: Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. Allow me to share with you some interesting points on this passage from Matthew Henry's commentary. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. So precious that He will not gratify Saul, nor Absalom, nor any of David's enemies with His death, how earnestly soever they desire it. This truth David had comforted himself with in the depth of his distress and danger, and the event having confirmed it, he comforts others with it who might be in like manner exposed. God has a people, even in this world, that are His saints, His merciful ones, or men of mercy, that have received mercy from Him and show mercy for His sake. The saints of God are mortal and dying. Nay, there are those that desire their death and labor all they can to hasten it, and sometimes prevail to be the death of them. But it is precious in the sight of the Lord. Their life is so. Their blood is so. God often wonderfully prevents the death of His saints when there is but a step between them and it. He takes special care about their death, to order it for the best in all of the circumstances of it. And whoever kills them, how light soever they may make of it, they shall be made to pay dearly for it when inquisition is made for the blood of the saints. Though no man lays it to heart, when the righteous perish, God will make it to appear that he lays it to heart. This should make us willing to die for Christ, if we are called to it, that our death shall be registered in heaven. And let that be precious to us, which is precious to God. Beloved, our quote for today is from C.S. Lewis. He said, "It is hard to have patience with people who say there is no death, or death doesn't matter. There is death, and whatever it is matters, and whatever happens has consequences. And it and they are irrevocable and irreversible. You might as well say that birth doesn't matter." Beloved, our problem today is the problem of death in your life, part 6, from the fine book, The Guide to Biblical Counseling, by Dr. Tim Clinton and Dr. Ron Hawkins. And I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If this podcast has been a help and a blessing to you, please feel free to purchase a copy of this book, The Guide to Biblical Counseling by Dr. Tim Clinton and Dr. Ron Hawkins. It is available on our website for just $30. You can make your purchase today at ordainedchaplainsusa.org. Allow us to discuss some biblical insights on this topic. 2 Samuel 12:23 reads, "But now he is dead. Wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me." After the death of David and Bathsheba's first son, David's only consolation was that eventually he would go to him. While the child was alive, David had begged God to spare his life. When the child died, however, David was confident that the boy was with God and he would see him again. Christian parents who have faced the devastation of the death of a young child can take hope in David's faith that God will bring the little ones to himself. Psalm 116:15 reads, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. It is sad when loved ones die, and it is natural to grieve." God says that the death of a believer is precious in the sight of the Lord. For believers, death is merely a gateway. Death is merely a gateway. For believers, death is merely a gateway into their home in heaven, where they ultimately belong. 1 Corinthians 15:20-22 reads, "But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Jesus brought the promise of resurrection from the dead. He accomplished this by becoming human, dying, and then rising again. Someday in God, new creation, death itself, pardon me, someday in God's new creation, death itself will be destroyed. 1 Corinthians 15:26 says, "The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death." We must always be ready to die, ready to stand before God, and ready to thank Him for all He has done in giving us life and salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 and 8 reads, "Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." Exactly what happens after someone dies, the Bible doesn't go into much detail. But it does say that believers who die, that is, are absent from the body, will be present with the Lord. They will experience a state of blessedness and peace with God. When Christ returns, the believers who have died will be raised, and the living believers will be changed, and all will receive glorified eternal bodies. God has promised that His people will be with Him forever. We can take hope in God's sure promise. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8 reads, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing." Believers can face death with confidence, knowing that God is waiting for them. May we all be able to say, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." Revelation 14:13 reads, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." This chapter of Revelation paints a picture of stark contrasts: eternal life with God or eternal life without God. Where will you be for eternity? Pastor and author Paul David Tripp for FamilyLife.com writes on the topic of grief, finding hope in the darkness of death. Grieving leaves you emotionally volatile and mentally confused. It's painful in expected and unexpected ways. Death interrupts your plans and messes up your schedule. Sometimes death brings people together, and sometimes it drives them apart. Death mixes the best and the worst of memories. Because death is this confusing mix of emotions and experiences, it is often hard to know exactly what to do when it has entered your door. Here is some biblical direction. Number one, be honest about your emotions. Being a Christian does not mean being a stoic. God doesn't want you to hide your emotions or wear a happy face mask when you're not happy. He wants you to come to Him with complete honesty. He does not want you to hide behind a happy face emoji. like so many people do. But they're deeply hurt and sad on the inside. He wants you to come to him with complete honesty. In the Psalms, God invites us to bring our honest grief to him. Psalm 34:15 depicts God as a loving father, watching over his children and listening for their cries. Psalm 13:22, 42, and 73 picture God's people running to him in grief and confusion. Don't hide your emotions. When you are struggling, run to the one who knows you completely and loves you faithfully. As Peter says, cast all your anxieties on him, or your cares on him, because he cares for you. Number two, run to where comfort can be found. When he was suffering, the Apostle Paul said an amazing thing about the Lord. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. 2 Corinthians 1:3. All real, lasting comfort has its source in the Lord, because he is the Father of compassion and comfort. Think about this. Your Heavenly Father is in charge of comfort and compassion. He exercises his loving power on earth so that comfort will be available. Whenever anyone, anytime, anywhere experiences real comfort, it is because God, the source of all true comfort, has made it happen. It is never useless to cry out to him. He has the power to bring hope and rest to your soul in ways you could never conceive. God, in his grace, has assigned this job to himself. Number three, don't fall into grief's traps. Moments of sorrow are also moments of temptation. You have an enemy who wants to use this moment to tempt you to question God's goodness and love, and even your obedience to him. He will tempt you to be envious of others and to become angry and bitter. The struggle of grief is not just a struggle of sorrow, but of temptation as well. Look out for grief's traps. Watch yourself for signs of doubt, anger, envy, self-pity, bitterness, resentment. When you see these things in yourself, run to Jesus for his forgiveness, strength, and protection. And focus on the holy word of God. Beloved, in our next podcast, we will look at decision-making and the will of God. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we thank you so much for this time together in dealing with the problem of death in our lives. None of us want to go through it. None of us want to have a close family member or friend go through it. And oftentimes it's more painful to watch somebody else die than to die ourselves. Is terrible either way. But Lord, we pray today for grace against that day. Prepare us spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally for that day in our lives, whether it's somebody close to us dying or it's our time to go. And we thank you in advance for what you will do. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friend of mine, if you are listening today and you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, nobody can help you with your anger issues better than the Savior, Jesus Christ. Allow him to save your soul from sin and hell. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, and thou you shalt be saved. Here's how you can be saved from sin, anger, and hell, and have a home in heaven when you die. In more detail. First, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are a sinner. You have sin in your life. You are sinful. And that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell because of your sins. We die physically because of our sins, and our bodies go to the grave. Our soul goes to hell if we have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ himself said in John 3:16 in the Holy Bible, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now, dear friend, if you need further coaching, please visit our website at www.ordainedchaplainsusa.org. If you have other questions about life's problems for this podcast, please email us at coach@ordainedchaplainsusa.org. Until next time, my beloved, please remember that God has a solution to all of your problems. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the God's Solutions for Today's Problems podcast. If this podcast has been a help and blessing to you, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book we are using in this podcast, The Guide to Biblical Counseling, by Dr. Tim Clinton and Dr. Ron Hawkins. It is available on our website for just $30. You can make your purchase today at ordainedchaplainsusa.org. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the God Solutions for Today's Problems on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. God bless you.